feels so good.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Good morning, actually, gamblers. We got up early for you today. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Mm-hmm. Not only is it the first day of spring, which is delightful.
Yeah.
It is the opening day of the 2019 March Madness tournament, a gambler's delight.
Yeah. Let's
high fives.
Go!
High five.
We have 32 games to bet on today. That's just in the NCAA. We have Nick Morado here for NHL. We have a couple NBA picks, possibly. I'm not sure. Before we get into all that, this is brought to you by mybookie.ag.
Good people.
Promo code BROBROBRO. If you're listening to this before 11 o'clock, Pat is doing another Beat Pat McAfee today. You can bet on that, mybookie.ag.
Hammer the over on everything.
Hammer the over. Promo code BROBROBRO gets you 50% bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. Thank you to mybookie.ag. Second sponsor today is DraftKings.
Yes,
DraftKings. Let's go, DraftKings.
Did you know that you can fill out a tourney bracket at DraftKings this year?
I do now.
That's right. You have a very, very short time to do it. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has a totally free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs. Everyone fills out a bracket during the tourney. Might as well do it on an award-winning app with tons of free prizes. For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes.
Woo! That's a lot of thousands of dollars.
Just take what we said today and lock all those in.
Yep.
You know how brackets work. Before the tip-off of the first game, so before 12:15 today, just pick the winner of every game, every round. That's all there is to it. And the best part is you can play for free with code BRO. You can even set up a private group for you and your friends to go at it against each other.
Ooh, we can go at it.
Download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use code BRO to enter the bracket battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000. That's code BRO.
That's a lot of money.
To enter the bracket challenge now. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right.
I'd like to set a motion to the floor really quick before we start.
Sure, go for it.
For about 3 weeks out of the year, I hope you do great on your brackets
because
I would like to refer to him as Tony Brackets.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Brackets.
That'd be awesome.
What a strong nickname.
Quickly.
You can call him Tony Brackets.
He's got to get hot. He's got to get hot, though. Tony Brackets.
No, but if he doesn't get hot, we can just call him Tony Brackets.
I could just say that 1 year I was hot and we're just continuing to call him that for years.
Tony Brackets, what do you got?
Quickly from last night. You know what? I'm going to say a little bit of an unlucky night for us.
Yeah, it was. Celtics suck. Heat and Spurs suck.
We'll run through it.
Everybody sucks.
3-6-1. Could have been easily 6-3-1, 6-4, 7-3. But, you know, that's gambling. Let's roll through real quick. Nick had, for his one lock for our cup of coffee today, Winnipeg, but he was also 3-0.
That boy, Nick. Good job, Nick.
I believe that takes our NHL record on Bro Bro Bets to make the cup of coffee day parlay to 11-2.
Oh boy, Nick.
Incredible.
So we're going to want to listen to what Nick has to say about
Nick's
NHL in a couple
minutes.
Incredible work, Frank.
Portland minus 10. That was Gorms. They won by 8. That's just tough. You know, That's a tough one. That's a tough one. That happens. Under 153, St. John's, Arizona State. Good job, Todd.
Thank you.
Told you to take Arizona State because Bobby Hurley, you can't bet against him, so you're lucky. You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
Under 210, Connor, San Antonio Spurs in Miami.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade hit a buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter from about his own three-point line. And when that stuff's happening, you're not going to get the under.
Who had the Spurs minus 6 in that game?
Yeah, that'd be me.
Okay, that wasn't great either.
No.
Who had the Wizards minus 3?
Yeah, that'd be me.
That wasn't great either.
No.
Those fucking trends.
Let's get to this.
Those damn trends.
I mean, we told you. I can't. This is on me. I'm going to take 100% blame for this. I fucking knew it. We all knew it, actually.
Yeah,
never again will the New York Knicks be in the goddamn cup
Thank
of coffee
you.
Day
okay.
parlay.
Thank you.
Is that
never
a new rule?
Again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a new rule.
Oof. Yes, because you're an absolute asshole if you bet on
Knicks.
The Knicks.
Well,
they're playing for Zion. That's the only thing they're playing
for. They're
down
by 90 in the first.
It's a good point, but at the end of the day, these guys are 3 jump shots away from covering.
All right,
That's the bottom line. I can't shoot it for them.
Who gave Orlando minus 7.5 as an absolute soak? Oh, it was me.
Good boy, Tony.
The Celtics plus 3, which was a push for us, was they were up 11, and then your dumbass fucking piece
game.
Of shit, Marcus Smart, decides to push Joel Embiid and light a fire under his ass, so the Sixers come back and win by 3.
Yep, that's what happened.
Nice little push at the end, by the way. A buzzer-beater push for us. Unbelievable, Connor. You fucking piece of
shit. That's what happened.
Well, you had the money line, so that's another loss for you.
Oh, yeah. A push is a big win for you.
It is. I mean, it's not a loss. Anything that's not a loss
come
is a win.
Come on. A push
I'll take it against those sorry motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then North Dakota State minus five, who was up by 6.5. They were up by 13 at one point. Yep. No idea what happened there. It's fine. Today is a new day. Let's get to it. What were you going to say, Todd?
No, I was going to say the exact same thing. It's history.
It's history.
It's over. Today's a new day. Today, we're about winning, and we're about making people money.
And today, we're also about making history.
Yeah, it's the presents.
Oh.
Time to give some presents.
Moraldo, NHL picks.
I'll make it short and sweet because I know it's like Christmas morning for you guys. Yep. You got a lot of basketball to talk. Yep. So let's get right to it. Going with some road teams again. We're riding that trend. We're going to keep that going. Arizona plus 110 at Florida. Arizona's chasing that wild card spot in the West. They're going to get their top center, Derek Stepan, back this weekend. So it's going to give them a little boost. I think they're looking forward to that. Florida stinks. Islanders plus 125 at Montreal. Islanders are 3 points off the division lead with Pittsburgh on their tail, 2 points back. Islanders had a bad loss the other night. I think they're going to bounce back.
Plus 125, it's a nice number.
Yeah, there's some good value there. Philadelphia plus 105 at Chicago. The Hawks are 4 points back of a playoff spot, but Philly has been playing with a lot of swagger lately. Their big guys are putting up numbers. They're scoring. They're going to get it done. And then I've never done this before.
There's a high total on that game.
I've never done this before.
Okay.
I guarantee this next game.
Whoa!
Oh.
We got a Moraldo.
Personal.
Call the plumber. It's a soak.
Ooh.
Columbus.
Who left the water on?
Minus 135 at Edmonton.
Okay.
Much like the music in the early 2000s, EDM is terrible. Okay. Columbus is hanging on by a thread to that last playoff spot. They need this game.
Can you give me two of those for the cup of coffee a day parlay?
Columbus, obviously.
Yep.
And then let's go with Arizona. I got a lot of faith in the Yotes out there.
Go Coyotes!
Also, a little mini espresso shot. You parlay all those together. $10 to win $158.
Just a little boy. Mini espresso shot for
that's
the boys.
That'll wake me up.
Stay on, boys. Nick Moraldo. He's hot. Thank you, Raldzi. Appreciate it.
Good job,
let's get. Does anybody have an NBA picks?
I do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. No. Now you guys can do what you like, but maybe it is a good day to my friends here in the room to fade me. Because I am going right back against the Utah Jazz, and I am taking Atlanta in Atlanta, getting 8 points. The Jazz coming off a long, long flight.
Okay.
And they are from Utah, so they like their sleep. I am taking Atlanta at home, John Collins, Trae Young, plus the 8 points against the Utah Jazz. I've also taken another. I've always said losers lose.
Yep, you did.
But I like what Phoenix and Devin Booker's doing right now, plus a 7 at home versus the Pistons. I'm not buying the Pistons. I'm not taking – I like Dwayne Casey, but I'm not buying them. I'm just saying this is one of those sort of brain fart games. So I'm taking two terrible teams tonight at home getting points, Atlanta plus the 8, Phoenix plus the 7.
There it is.
So you're just doing this terrible team thing again, huh?
I am, but I my sources come from inside buildings, so when they tell me the information, I roll with it. So you guys do with it what you like.
All right, tell your source in the Knicks that he should eat a dick. I like Charlotte at home tonight against Minnesota.
What's that line? I don't even
They're
see it
minus
yet.
Five.
Okay.
Cardiac Kemba almost stole one from the Sixers the other night. He's going to take down the T-Wolves. They're not good. They're 32-9. Charlotte themselves, 31-9. They're going to get that 32 win.
Okay.
Take Kemba in March.
Okay.
Don't be a fool.
You're right. Kemba does have a historic March.
Take him in March.
Just, he's always been great in March. That's it for the NBA picks, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's get into what everyone comes here for today and why we're here early today. The NCAA tournament. We have a lot of picks today. So for the cup of coffee a day parlay today, why don't you just put together your own 10?
Yeah.
You guys figure it out. We'll probably figure out our own. We'll try to at the end here.
Ours will be on Bro Bets.
They'll all be on there.
Pick what you want.
I'm going to roll through all 16 games here. If you have an opinion, talk about it.
Yep.
If you don't, leave it alone so we get through the fucking episode.
All right.
Okay. I'm with you.
The very first game today, 12:15 p.m., Louisville, Minnesota. I'm going to start it off because I do have an opinion here.
Okay.
I am going with Louisville minus 5. The pick is not so much for Louisville, but against Minnesota, who's lost 8 of their last 13.
Thank you.
Coming off of a blowout. Louisville's just a better offense, better defense. Just give me Louisville minus 5. Does anyone else have any opinions on that?
I agree. I think Louisville wins by 12. Minnesota does not shoot well from the floor or the line. They managed to have a solid Big Ten season, but they did so by out-rebounding most teams and limiting second shot opportunities. They're not going to do that against Louisville. Louisville shoots the ball very well from the floor and the line. This is a bad matchup for Minnesota.
I am going to go with Minnesota moneyline.
Okay, there it is.
It's a value pick at plus 190.
There's a lock in Louisville.
I don't think it's the pick at all in this game. I think 5 points is a lot. This is going to be a defensive battle. The pick that I do like in this is the under. I think under 137 is a smart move. It's going to be a defensive war, 65 to 62.
Okay, okay. Gorms, any opinion on that game?
None on those.
All right, second game, LSU-Yale. Oh. I also have an opinion on this game.
Yep.
Everyone is on Yale's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is on Oney's dick.
Mm-hmm.
The line has gone from 8 to 6.
Ivy League.
Thank you.
LSU athletes. I am taking LSU. There's too much fucking hype on Yale. Yeah. LSU has been pretty good all year long.
Teams win games. Players don't win games.
Correct.
Say it. Tell them, Todd.
So it sounds like we are kind of in agreement here that we're going to go LSU here.
A couple weeks ago I said LSU's my pick to win it all.
Yep.
I'm the only reason I'm taking Yale plus 6.5 is because I already have money on LSU. It's the only reason. I have to. Hey, if I'm not telling you what my 2 cents is, then what am I doing?
You're upsetting the balance of the universe.
No, it's fine. I mean, because, you know, it might be Fade Connor season, and we're all on the one side. And
exactly. And hey, I hope LSU wins. I hope they win it all, but I have to bet against them.
Right. Next game, a very, very intriguing game. Auburn, New Mexico State.
Yes.
Another one of these games where the line has come down because everyone loves New Mexico State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion on this one. Does anyone else?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Again,
tell them, Todd.
It's the same thing as you. New Mexico State, overrated. All right. Auburn went on quite a run at the end of the season, winning 10 out of the last 11, which means they gelled at just the right time of year. Mm-hmm. They beat Florida and Tennessee in that run. New Mexico State won 19 in a row, I understand, but different fucking atmosphere.
Correct.
All right. Auburn made 396 three-pointers this season, which led the NCAA. New Mexico State is just 104th in three-point defense, and they have a small lineup, so Auburn's going to have no problem having open looks all day long. This kind of ball pressure, by the way, the Auburn is going to put on New Mexico State today. They have never seen anything close to that. They will turn the ball over a lot. Auburn will score like crazy in transition and rain fucking threes.
Mm-hmm. Love it, Todd. Any other opinions on this game?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm with Bruce Pearl. Connor, go.
I also love it. These games, they always make me nervous, especially with the low seeds that can score. Yep. So I like the over here, 146. I do think Auburn covers and wins, but just over to be safe for me.
All right, next game, 2 o'clock, Florida State, Vermont. I have no opinion here. Does anyone else?
Got nothing.
I have no opinion. I didn't touch it.
Florida State. I don't think Vermont has the size to match up with Florida State. Florida State runs a lot of guys.
Florida State. When they played Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament, they just fucking make shots.
I'll tell you
They're
what.
Athletic. I do like Florida State if there's a lean. Michigan State and Bradley, I believe the line is 22 or something like that.
Too crazy to touch.
Too crazy,
I mean, that's a lot of fucking points.
Yeah, I also do not like touching the 215s,
the
116s.
Big spread.
The spread there is 18.5 to be exact.
Yeah, the under. The under's the play there if you're going to bet something. I don't think Michigan State's going to give up many points to Bradley.
I also leaned under there because as far as tempo, Michigan State's 182 in country and Bradley's 301.
Yep.
So let's go here. Next game is Maryland and Belmont.
Come on.
I don't know if it's I'm not going to give it out as a pick here, but I personally am going to take Belmont plus 4.
Yep.
Last time I watched Maryland, they just looked like fucking a dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. Belmont, I like. They fucking pushed the tempo.
Yep.
They looked good the other night. If anything, I'm going to take Belmont plus the points here. I'm not going to give it out as a pick on here, but personally, I will be
taking
it. That's
a great pick, because I'll tell you one thing about someone who lives in the Big Ten. Maryland, this is what they do. They have a good regular season,
mm-hmm.
and then they do not win in postseason. Mm-hmm. They, for 3 years in a row, they have not won a game in postseason. They lost a horrible to Nebraska, mm-hmm. who only had like 6 scholarship players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only 6 wins in the conference. They are taking a fucking nosedive. Belmont's playing really well right now, obviously. This is going to be, I think, an easy win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let alone.
Okay. Todd's calling Belmont for the upset there.
Yep.
Next game, Kansas, Northeastern. Northeastern is apparently one of those darling picks right now against Kansas. I'm not going to touch this game. Is anyone else going to touch this game?
I am. I mean, Northeastern is a school from Massachusetts.
Oh, Jesus
they
Christ.
They do don in Boston, if you will. Mm-hmm. But Langer the Banger said it yesterday. Northeastern was my most confident upset, I think, just because they're all senior guards.
Mm-hmm.
They have guys that are handle the ball under pressure. Feed me Northeastern money line. That's my second or third money line. I also got Belmont money line.
Fucking money
Love
line.
Love Belmont.
Jesus.
You got to take some money lines here, Todd. Take some risks.
Hit any of these.
No, I think Northeastern covers. I don't know if they'll win, but I took them at +7. I think they cover. I think they're going to keep it close because they shoot the fucking lights out. And Kansas is, you know, they're young, just like Brandon Lang told us. Mm-hmm. You got a veteran crew here with Northeastern. They're going to stay in the game.
They're Kansas. Kansas ain't losing in the first
Kansas
round.
Kansas battle tested this year. The number one strength and schedule in the country this year was Kansas. So yeah, they're battle tested there. Next game, very, very, very intriguing game.
Good one.
4:30 p.m. Marquette, Murray State.
Yep.
I'm going to take the over in this game.
Good call.
Both teams are in the top 100 in the country in tempo. Both teams are in the top 50 in offense. It's just, they're going to push the ball up down the court. John Morant versus fucking Marquette launching threes.
Howard.
I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to lean Murray State because they are one of the top teams in the country defending the three, and that's what Marquette does best.
Yes.
So that's where I'm leaning there. Mm-hmm. Who else is on this?
Yeah, I am. I think it's a matchup problem for just the exact reason that you said. Mm-hmm. Exact reason that you said. And Murray State, boy, they are – I guess they're crippling on defense.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be a real problem for Marquette, who, you know, their point guard has the wrist injury, shot 1 of 15 from the field against Seton Hall. That's a big problem for them.
Here's the Murray State stat that I was looking for. They're the fourth ranked 3-point defense in the nation.
Yeah.
And Marquette loves to shoot the three.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's why I am probably going to lean Murray State.
Murray State plus 3.5. I think this one comes down to the last possession here. Mm-hmm.
On the lean as well.
Let's go, Gorms.
Love it. Nevada, Florida. This is one of those games that I will bet personally. Mm-hmm. Not confident enough to get out as a pick here. Nevada, I compare Nevada kind of to Golden State a little bit. They play in a weak conference. They made a run last year. They were much superior talent-wise this year against their conference. And they kind of sleptwalked through it and still had a great record. I expect them to turn on everything that they have for the tournament and make a run again. It's a small enough line. Florida did have a nice run in the SEC tournament, but I'm going to go with Nevada.
Historically, getting the 10 seed fucks Florida. Yeah. They've never won as a 10 seed. They're 0-2 as a 10 seed. That's one trend I have for you. Also, just simply say, I think Nevada is a higher percentage from the field than behind the bark. They're a better rebounding team statistically. Mm-hmm. They have a higher assist-to-turnover ratio, and they have a veteran roster. They start five fifth-year seniors. Mm-hmm. I really like Nevada.
And all those seniors made a run last year in the tournament. Yes. They're not going to be rattled by the tournament at all.
No.
Nevada.
I like Nevada. Gorms, got anything on that?
I don't. 2.5, Nevada.
This is another one of those fucking big old lines, 22 points. Kentucky, Abilene Christian, not going to be touching that. Anyone else?
Kentucky, if you bet it. Do not take a team.
No.
Abilene Christian. If you're going to bet this damn game, you take Kentucky.
I did see someone else on the internet take it. I can't remember who it was, but taking Abilene Christian just because Kentucky, I guess, comes out slow in the last few years. But this is still not it. This is like betting the fucking Knicks. It. You just don't do it. Yeah. Villanova, St. Mary's. This is my number one play of the day. I'm taking St. Mary's plus 4.5. They're ranked about the same on offense, 16-21 in the nation as far as offensive efficiency. St. Mary's is about 20 spots better on defense. It's a slow game. It's going to be a close game. Villanova shoots third or fourth most threes in the tournament. St. Mm-hmm. Mary's is number three in the tournament in defending the three. 11 seeds. Little fun fact here in the last 6 years.
Hit me.
19-5 against the spread.
Yep.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to go St. Mary's there off of their championship win against Gonzaga.
Big win.
One of the best teams in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then to fucking parlay that,
ooh,
I'm going to go under 130 in this game. For the defensive reasons I just said, St. Mary's is a low-scoring team, but I think they can hold Villanova to a lower number as well. But also, as far as tempo goes, these teams are number 330 and 347 in the nation in tempo. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a slow-crawling game. Give me the points and the under. That's my those are two of my most confident picks of the day.
I think you're spot on.
Thank you, Todd.
You take the under, and I think St. Mary's does cover. If you want to bet that, they hold the ball for an average of 20.2 seconds per possession, and then when you get lax, they score. It's what they do. They're fucking weird.
Yep.
They upset fucking offenses. Yes. That's how they beat Gonzaga. That's how they'll beat Villanova. I think they win straight up.
Yep. Okay. I also have St. Mary's money line plus 175. They're a good team. I got them in my Final Four. Spoiler alert.
Awesome. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got them coming out of that bracket. Yeah. Bet on Oregon, but I got St. Mary's in the bracket.
Gonzaga. Fairleigh Dickinson is the 116 game. Gonzaga is minus 28 points.
These damn games.
Not going to touch this one. Is anyone going to touch this one?
Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, you're Dickinson or not.
Exactly.
You're Fairleigh Dickinson? All right. Don't go all the way Dickinson. That's all I'm saying.
They are a bad team, by the way. They're 130 in offense.
They bit you the other night,
Tony. Next game's my
favorite. Yeah, they shouldn't have, though. They shouldn't have, though. Fucking Prairie. Little fun fact about this Michigan, number two Michigan, 15 Montana game. The spread opened up as, I believe, 23 points for Michigan.
Yeah.
It is now down to 15-point favorite as Michigan.
Got to look at that.
That is very, very interesting. I haven't read into it enough to know which fucking way to go on this. I'm staying away from it. Apparently, Connor's not.
I am not staying away from this, Tony. Montana plus 14.5. They run 10 guys. Mm-hmm. I love that, first of all. You know, if you got a team that runs 10 guys, someone's cold, get them out. Get the next guy in. Who cares? Michigan, they don't lose in March, right?
Yep.
They've won back-to-back Big Ten championships.
Sweet 16, then in the final.
Sweet 16, Final Four. They just lost the Big Ten championship, correct, though. They, for that third in a row, they lost. That's going to be a little slump, I think. I don't know. This, I think this, of all the 15-2 games, this is the 15 seed.
They lost to a team that's going to make it to the final game. So I won't hold that against them.
If anything, I might have an under lean here. Michigan is 321 in tempo, and Montana is 226. So I may lean there. The next game is also a very intriguing game because Wofford was, record-wise, the best team in the nation
this
year.
Yeah, they had 31.
Against Seton Hall. A lot of hype on Wofford. A lot of people saying they also will get upset in the tournament. Does anyone? There's just too many unknowns in this game for me to touch.
I'm not touching it, but I did see, you know, anytime that we played anybody in the top 50, they fucking lose. So I'm guessing. I feel like they're way fucking overrated, but
okay.
Yeah, Langer the Banger said it. Wofford. I mean, it's media hype. A lot of it. So I'm
so
gonna
did,
take Seton
so
Hall
did Dockage. Line. Dockage came on and said, "Get Wofford out of your mind."
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna touch it because I do like them as a team.
Yeah.
But there's just too much. There's too many
much.
Weird things going on about
I
there.
I think they're all good kids. They're probably gonna do well in life. You know, probably fucking end up owning their own little insurance
Todd.
Firm, shit like that.
Coach
but
like.
Other
like
than that, fuck them.
I like what you're doing. You're finding the good.
Yeah. 9:50 game tonight. Purdue, Old Dominion. I do have an opinion here.
ODU.
Really?
No. ODU on Fridays is what I said last week. Remember?
Oh,
ODU,
yeah.
Undefeated on Fridays, which they did win. Purdue. I mean, there's a lot of points. I'm just taking the under.
Purdue. I'm taking Purdue to cover the 12.5. Old Dominion's offense is fucking terrible. They're number 216 in the country against the number 211 strength of schedule, so they couldn't score against people who couldn't defend. Purdue's the number 30 ranked defense in the country. They're all the number 5 offense. I like Purdue a lot here. I'm worried about this pick, though. I feel like it does have a chance to fuck me. But you're right, the under, they're 277 and 325 in tempo, so possibly the under as well.
I'm leaning on Pinger.
Yeah, I just say be careful because I'm telling you, careful. Purdue, I have a good feeling that they're going to come out hot as fuck. So they could score a lot of points. I get the Old Dominion does not score, but I think Old Dominion may only have to score like 53, 54 to make the over. Mm-hmm. Here.
Okay.
So.
Baylor, Syracuse, last game of the night. This is also one of my – I have 5 total picks that I'm giving out here today. This is one of them. I'm going Baylor and Cuse under 130.5.
Nice.
So they're number 252 and 291 in the country coming in as tempo, so it'll be a slower game. Syracuse lasts in the nation against the zone. Baylor runs a zone. Syracuse runs a zone. Mm-hmm. Baylor can't shoot over top of zones. Baylor, since losing their number one player, has been terrible from the outside. I figure this is going to be a battle of two zone teams who have trouble scoring against zone teams. Give me the under 130.5 in this game.
Yep, I'm taking Cuse -1.5. Boeheim killed a guy. Team's rallying around him. Give me Cuse 1.5.
I got to go against you guys here. I think Baylor's got it. They dominate the offensive glass as well as they do shoot well from
three. I'm with Todd on this one.
Yeah, which means a lot of second shot opportunities, and that's what you're going to see in this game. And when that happens, shooters get confident from behind the arc. I think they're going to light it up.
And Cuse's year, not this year.
Those are all of our picks today. We had a lot. Build your own cup of coffee.
Foxy's back.
Foxy, what up, buddy?
Hey, Foxy's pick from the clouds. I got one for you guys, okay. And it's because I kind of know this team a little bit. I've been watching them my whole life.
Yep.
Michigan State at 245 is playing Bradley, okay? Michigan State just won the Big Ten title. They're going to come out a little slow. Go first half. Take Bradley plus 10.5, okay? They're going to come out slow. Yeah. This is what they do.
Love
I've seen
pick,
this
Foxy.
Movie before.
That might be a lock. That might be a lock of the day.
That might be my favorite bet of the episode. Right,
from the clouds.
Because he's so right.
Also from the clouds, Pat said you could book Duke at plus 220 to win the tournament.
Yep.
Those are our picks for today. There's a lot of picks. Follow along with us on the Twitter machine. We'll put all of them out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an electric day. We'll see you again tomorrow earlier in the day to give out our picks for tomorrow. With that being said, everyone, good luck.
Let's watch some fucking games!
Pay him. Pay that man his money.